Okay, so here we are again. I don't know how long this episode is going to be. I've had some scribbled down notes that I was doing. It's actually Saturday. I mean, it's 20 to 8 in the morning. I am just packing to go shopping. Not shopping, to go camping. With the boys, but I meditated and there was a few things that came into my head that I think I need to talk about. So I'm, I don't know, hopefully gonna do like 20 minutes. Hopefully, might be a bit longer, might be a little bit less, God knows. But yeah, kind of like I meditated. I had a few things, mostly about kids and the way that we treat kids. And kind of like I know that I was very much brought up to, and that kids were seen and not heard, and you had to do as you were told, basically. But now finding out that that's definitely the wrong way to parent. I watched a TikTok of a girl who she said that her dad was like a police officer, and. But like her parents made, like, if she didn't believe in what they were saying, then she had to argue with them to kind of like prove her point. And I think she said that a lot of people, like the parents, where they think that, you know, that they're right and you need to do everything that they say is very much. Now, I was very much that parent. I'm now trying to change because I understand that that's not great. It's very toxic to your kid when they grow up because then they just become people pleasers and they don't know how to look out for red flags because you've just told them what to do all the time, basically. And they've never been able to figure out things themselves. They've never argued back with you. So kind of like that's probably where my problems stem from as well. And like I don't blame my parents at all, at all. Kind of like my mom and dad done the best that they thought that they were doing at the time that they thought that they were doing it. Just like your parents probably thought exactly the same, and their parents and their parents. And kind of like I'm not blaming them at all, but I think that we need to break the niche, basically. That we need to break that controlling behavior with our kids. If you do do it, I mean, you might not, you might be, but I definitely know that my parenting was very much like my mom and my dad's, that kids should be seen and not heard, and kind of like you weren't allowed to talk back to your elders and all that kind of stuff. But now I'm understanding that you do need to. It also kind of like I watched another TikTok where a guy, and he's talking, and it made me cry, actually. It made me cry quite a lot because it. Yeah, like the way that he presented it. So there's a guy and he's just bought a new car, and he takes his niece and his nephew like every month so that his sister and her husband can get a break and everything like that. So he's just bought a brand new car, like a convertible and stuff like that. And when he goes to pick up his niece and his nephew, his sister's there telling them that, you know, like, look, this is Uncle Randy's new car, kind of like, don't get dirty, etc., etc., etc. But the kids are laughing because while his sister's saying this, he's opening up a can of soda and pouring it in the back seat. And his sister comes up and she's like, "Oh, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing that and stuff?" And he's like, "Look, it's just a car. It's just a thing. It is just a thing." So kind of like they go away. They do exploring and stuff like that. But then when he's driving home, the kid, the little boy, I think he was about 8 years old or something like that. He had the flu, he got the flu, and he was sick in the back of his car. And what he said was, "I don't care how much value you get out of owning a nice new pristine thing, but it's not as good as how he felt knowing that he made an 8-year-old boy not feel guilty just because he had the flu." And I think that is very, yeah, very hard hitting. They can like the, because I know people, I know parents who shout at their kids because they've got their shoes dirty and stuff like that. Like you're putting more value on that thing rather than your kid's freedom and joy. like as trainers have got a higher value. You don't want them getting dirty because you've spent tons and tons of money on them and stuff like that. But your kids should just be allowed to roam freely. And if that's the case, then we should just stop spending obscene amounts of money on brand trainers and stuff like that for our kids, so that our kids can actually go out and enjoy themselves and get the trainers dirty, because we don't care the fact that we've had to spend like 80 quid on a kid's pair of shoes. Like, it is starting to get beyond a joke where it's all a competition with parents and kids, and oh, like my kid's got this and he's got that, and kind of like, oh, now my kid's got the latest thing, and kind of we're just bringing up a generation of brats who get everything that they want, basically. And I don't agree with it. I don't like the way that this like consumer market's going, where kids are getting iPads and AirPods and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's crazy, absolutely crazy. And they're thinking that that's going to make them happy. We should be teaching our kids that kind of like you gotta find happiness within these things. Getting the latest iPad or iPod or iPhone and all that kind of stuff ain't going to make you happy. You're thinking that you're going to look cool to all your peers and nothing like that, but you're nae. It's a stupid way to live. Really stupid. I mean, as I've told you all before, I've done exactly the same. I mean, I done exactly the same. But now I'm starting to realize that it is stupid. It is a stupid way to live. I can't believe that I wasted money on things. And it didn't even make me happy. And now realizing that kind of like, yeah, that. Well, I've probably said this before, the Alan Watts thing, where it's like when you go shopping and like the checkout woman takes in to like says that it's 70 quid, and we feel bad handing over that 70 quid. But why do we put so much value in money? Because money doesn't make you happy. It's exactly like the billionaire. You see, if there's a billionaire and he's absolutely unhappy, but then there's this young kid who's working at McDonald's, but he is happy as anything. You know, like who is winning at life there? Like, we would be made to believe that the billionaire is winning at life because he's got all the money and he's got everything, but he's not happy. He's honestly not happy. Now, I used to use this phrase all the time, but you didn't see someone on a jet ski unhappy. But now I understand how stupid that was. Because he's not gonna be happy. All right, he might be happy while he's going around on that jet ski, but he's probably looking at those people who've got a better family life and stuff like that than him. And he's like, I wish that I had more time with my family. I wish that I wasn't so mad. I wish I was happier. And that's it. I'm telling you all, you can do it. You can find happiness from within, and then you will start to realize that you don't need all that crap that the commercials and all that shit that they're trying to sell you. You don't need it. Honestly, you do not need it. And it's mental how everything on this world is here, kind of like it grows in the ground and everything like that. We have got absolutely everything that we need to live on this life free. So why are we paying for it? Why are we paying to live? It blows my mind sometimes. It honestly does. It's just like, what am I doing? Like, why am I bending over backwards for something that I hate to scrape by on a life when we could be getting all of this stuff just given to you? Because it grows in the ground and everything like that. We don't need money, we don't need jobs. We could just go away and just live our lives and just do the things that you want to go and do. None of this jobs or money or trying to get more money. And like, yeah, I think when you look at the, because I mean, the billionaires, like, they could give away like 10% of their wealth and still be billionaires, and it would solve world poverty kind of like loads of times over. But it's greed at the top, and then they can like sell us all into this, like, oh, but you need us, you need these things that you need to buy, you need the expensive North Face jacket and the expensive iPhone so that we can follow you and your data, and so that we know what else you're we can sell you and how you're feeling about yourself. And yeah, it's mental. So going back to kids, praise the effort and not the end goal as well. Because if we praise the effort, then kids are going to realize, well, I'm getting praised for my effort here. So if I put in hard work, then I'm going to get praised for it. Whereas I think a lot of us have grown up where your grades, kind of like your end product, is the good thing, not how much effort you've put in. Which is mental. It's mental when you start becoming more aware of these things, and it's just crazy how much the world now screams out at you that just everything in this world is wrong. Horribly wrong. When we've put celebrities and football players on a pedestal over people who work in the NHS, who are saving lives every day, but kind of like they're getting buttons compared to these movie stars and all that kind of crap. Like, the world is wrong. And I think we need to start making a change. Which is going to be difficult. Like, I wouldn't even know where to start, how to make a change. But it just feels like some sort of change needs to be happening. I'm hoping that with the coronavirus and all that kind of stuff, that people have realized, well, why am I go why do I work in this job that I absolutely hate, after I've had this year and a half off where I've been able to do the things that I want to do? Well, not really, because they've locked you up from doing that so that they can make you feel like you want to go back to work. But that's another story. I'm not going to get into the coronavirus. We'll be here for hours on end, and then it will be differences of opinions here. So yeah, we won't speak about the coronavirus. But yeah, I'm hoping that people have started to realize that, well, why do I actually need this job? Like, why am I working all these hours and missing out on the things that I want to do? Missing out on all the things that we all want to do. And then we all think that it's because we want money, but is the money really going to make you happy? Or, well, I mean, it's the bills and everything like that, is it? That's what keeps us locked in this. That's how they've got us, basically, that we need to pay to survive. So you need to get the crappy job to pay for your crappy flat and your crappy council tax and everything else. And yeah, they've just got us under their thumb, really, do they? With this world that we're in. It sucks. I really would just love to just go away somewhere else and just never have to worry about money ever again. Just see if there was a community where you just go down and you just live with the community, and if you've got skills, then you help other people and you just grow all your own veg and all that kind of stuff. Like, I would be there. But then, of course, it's difficult with kids because you can't just move away without your kids, which is always difficult. But God knows, I'm just ranting basically. Like, it annoys me that this is what we've got for our lives, and we didn't even have a choice on it in the matter. It was just like, well, this is it, because society tells us. Like that whole we go to school and then we feel obliged to try and get a good job and the good car and the big house and the family and stuff like that. And if you haven't got those things, then you're made to feel bad about yourself. But don't feel bad about yourself because that's just the capitalist way. They're wanting to sell you shit. So if you're feeling bad about yourself, then they can sell you that soap that you're gonna think that makes you look beautiful. And I mean, we've all bought, like, boys, you've all bought Lynx Africa because you think that you're gonna get the girl. Like, don't lie to yourself. We've all done it. The advertising worked when we were all kids. So that's what they're doing. That is what they're doing with absolutely everything. They are making you feel bad about yourself constantly. Look at these celebrities that are absolutely gorgeous, who are photo brushed and all that kind of stuff. Look at this Facebook where people put up only their fake, only the good bits of their life, and you're getting jealous of that. Don't get jealous of it. Go out and enjoy your life. Find the happiness from within and grow as a person. Start helping people because that's where it's at. This is where this world really is. And that's what it needs more of. Just people who just want to help other people. Just be nice. That'd be a dick. Like, at the end of the day, who are you to shite on someone's dreams? That's shite on people's dreams. Like, if they believe in something, then who are you to be like, well, I don't believe in that, and now I'm gonna tell you all the reasons why I don't believe in that, and I'm also gonna call you an idiot for believing in what you believe in. Don't do that. We've all got things that we believe in that other people don't believe in. But don't shoot people down. It's just not nice. It's not worth it. Because at the end of the day, you will. You'll look back and you'll be like, well, why did I do that? Like, yeah, I just don't understand being a dick. And there's some people out there who just kind of like. Well, I understand it's situations that they've been through and situations that's made them as a person as bitter and all that kind of stuff. But then they need to do the work inside of them, start looking inside of them. But most of the time, they're normally the type of people who just like to blame everyone else that they're mad and like you're making me mad and you're pissing me off and everything. But as we found out through this podcast, it doesn't work like that. It's you who get yourself mad. We need to start being more aware of that. So yeah, God knows. I feel like I've rambled on. We've got what, like 18 minutes? I could ramble on for a couple of minutes more. So we are just away to go out camping. We're going out past Aviemore. So we're gonna be leaving in about an hour. I need to go and pack up the car and get it going. Basically, sun is shining and it looks absolutely stunning out there. I honestly cannot wait. I cannot wait to just be out in nature and just forgetting about life. We've got some amazing burgers and sausages and I've got a couple of ciders. Now, normally I don't drink, not like. And well, like even when I drink non-alcoholic, it gets me smashed. Like I am a typical total lightweight because I just don't drink at all. I think my dad is secretly very disappointed because he's a drinker. So the fact that he hasn't been able to take me to a pub or can like for me and him to get smashed, I think it disappoints him in a little way. But yeah, like I don't know, like I just never been a big drinker at all. But yeah, I got a couple of ciders because I was like, yeah, well, you're next to the sun and the sea and the beach and we've got our tent and everything. So yeah, so it should be a really good laugh and hopefully I'll come back with stories of how we've got on and everything. So, but anyway, people, remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within. As always, people, peace and love. Thanks for tuning in. This will be Wednesday's episode, I think. Well, it'll be Wednesday that it's coming out, but yeah, I'm recording it on Saturday. So yeah, peace and love, people. Hopefully you've had a great weekend, since you're listening to this on Wednesday or after that. But yeah, peace and love, people. Go out, enjoy, make your bed. Like, do the things that make you happy. Remember, just do the things that make you happy, please. I'm begging yous, please. Right, ciao.